Blog Talk Radio.
Now that we've gotten things started, it's a little difficult trying to get things together to make sure that it was on some of the other major states, such as Washington, D.C., to make sure that it was on New York. We thankful for New York, Kentucky, and other networks out there, such as other organizations and groups. Legalized polygamy for African Americans, Africans born in America, and also African amid the diaspora. But this is a very groundbreaking show, very interesting, in the sense that we're about to embark upon something that black folk should have done some time ago. To embark on something that black folk should have done some time ago. And as it relates to our community, we got a major amount of work to do. So I would say we've got to get down to it and get with it. Seems that we're having some interferences here. Seems that we're having some interferences. One of the connections to one of the states is broken. We were trying to grab this back, trying to make sure we get it back. Make sure everybody has a secure connection. This is very important for us, very important for black folk. It's very important. And we want to be certain that we're on the right track and that we're not missing the mark in light of what we must do. We've got to have a plan of action, better than plans of action that we've had before, to handle the problems that we face. And we use the acronym FACES. This is our goal. This is our goal setting. We use the acronyms, which is food, administration, clothing, education, economics, and shelter. So FACES is what is necessary. That's our concentration, and it's what's necessary for us to move forward. We're going to move forward. We've got to have that acronym has to be met if we're going to move forward. That particular acronym has to be met. If we don't have food, we don't have administration, in other words, control of our own economy, control of our own community, control of our own money source, control of our own children's education, control of everything that deals with us and deal with African Americans. We need clothing for our people. Our people need clothing. The C also stands for civilization, civilization and community training. So, but that falls in the line of administration as well. But we need that. We need education. We need economics. And we need shelter. So we've got to be concentrated on this acronym FACES. Now, let me say about legalizing polygamy for African Americans. It ain't just going to happen. You taking a safe step and getting on Facebook and all of that. Man, you got to force his hand. He didn't want to give you freedom. You had to force it. That's the whole power behind the Nat Turner movie or story. He wasn't going to give Nat freedom, so he had to take it. I'm a star. He wasn't going to give you freedom. You got to take it. And if you can wrap your mind around this process of polygamy, you can wrap your mind around it. This process of polygamy, if you can wrap your mind around it, you got to take the step to wrap your mind around it. If you can wrap your mind around this process called polygamy, then you'll understand that monogamy was created to keep you in line. Nobody but you. It was created to keep you in line. If he could stop you from producing, if he could stop you from organizing, stop you from doing all of these things, okay, If he could stop you from doing it, then at that point, he could control your economy. He can control your education. He can control your food and shelter. He can control your economics. He can control your administration because you're following his guideline, and he knows it. He knows it. He's a wise devil. He knows it. And he got you, and that's the same thing with Christianity. I'm not knocking anyone that are Christian. I'm not knocking you. I'm not knocking anyone that's Christian. But I'm making a point here. He understands that your religion is the beginning of education. Anywhere the white man goes, he set up a church first. Anywhere he goes. See, he knows how to build a church. We can't run a church. He can build it, but he ain't going to keep the people long. There's got to be one monkey trip after the other. And when he started losing the influences of his church, he started doing your services. Your African services of healing, he started to do it. Your African services of talking in tongues, he started to do that. All of these African services he started to do, everything that you did, he started to do it because he knew if he did that, which is coming from an authentic background of spirituality, which is practiced through religion, that he could get you. And this is the reason why he got in control of the education system. See, religion is the first form of education. Notice I didn't say spirituality. Religion is the first form of education and training. It's repetition. It's repetition. When something is religious, that means it's repetition. Repetitious. And if it's repetitious and you practice it, then by practicing this, on a mass level, you can control what happens in your community. And you got to understand this. You got to understand it. Now, the one you call Jesus, whose Islamic name is Yahshua Eliyahu Isa, never called himself a Christian. Never called himself a Christian. He couldn't follow himself, so he didn't call himself a Christian. And you have to know that. And since he didn't call himself a Christian, then he's not responsible for Christianity. But he himself, who was a slave, a Palestinian, Ethiopian Palestinian slave, that was the whole lesson of the Good Samaritan. That's what the story of the Good Samaritan was about. It was about his life. He, who was a slave, who was in bondage with others, decided to stand up. He stood up as a revolutionary. They called him seditious because he went against the present order. He rose people up from their conditions, they said, you don't have to take this. You know, Roosevelt said, you don't have to take this. He wasn't marching like Martin Luther King. He was moving like Malcolm X. He was moving like the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was moving like the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He was moving like most honorable sisters and brothers that have come before us and left, those that are still before us. The most honorable Minister Clarence 13X for the percenters. He's moving as a revolutionary. He said, I don't accept this system that goes on because this system has nothing to do with what was set in place. There's no such thing as a New Testament, but to tell a lot of y'all that, you're probably angry right now. I'm getting some buzzes here, so I know it's full. I'm getting some buzzes, but I'm making a point. I'm making a point is that you've got to get out of the mindset of what this master, this slave master, the one that owns you, put you in. You got to get out of that mindset. What does polygamy handle? It handles economy. The more money you got going to one pot, the more money you have for that village or that community or that household. Use the term household. That's a European term. You're used to that. So I'm going to use that. Because many people seem to be offended by using African terms. I'm going to use the European term. It's acceptable to a lot of you. The household is no different than a village. So you've got one over that household. He has wives. His wife has children. He just created the village. When they go out, they will build around that household. They will build where they are to control that area. Understand that. To control that area, to control that community. And if you have black folk doing this by and large, you'll take up, literally take this nation overnight. You'll take control of your economy overnight. Let the white man have his economy. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. He legalized everything else, including same-sex marriage, and it gives you hell about legalizing polygamy. You never ask a question. See, you need to be more than Facebook revolutionaries. We need some people that are willing to stand up, like the LGBT. When they wanted to legalize same-sex marriage, they didn't beg them for it. They started getting people to perform marriages in front of the public. And they own more of this nation than anyone, the LGBT. They didn't wait for permission. They stood up and said, look, we want to get married. Let's get a minister that'll do it. And they got one of their ministers that did it. And black folk, we got to be wise. Because everybody, when it comes to civil rights and human rights, everybody has rolled off us except ourselves. Everybody rolled off us except ourselves. So we've got to do better. We've got to do better, and we've got to get better. And just a quick message here for one of our silent supporters. Just a quick message. You probably heard of that supporter. I'm introducing this product to you today. It's a wonderful product. Wonderful product, wonderful black product, and any black product should be coming in to the show. This is a wonderful black product, lemon cake, head-to-toe cream. You apply this ointment for burns, cuts, scars, insect bites, and boils. Alleviates symptoms for skin ailments such as eczema, psoriasis, stretch marks, contributes to cell regenerating properties and antioxidants. Protects the skin from radiation, sunlight, and environmental pollutants. Apply inside the nostrils for allergy relief. Leave on for 10 to 20 minutes as a deep air conditioner treatment for acne, and then also acne face mask. Take one teaspoon daily as a nutritional supplement to aid digestion, boost immune, and the immune system, and cleanse the body of toxins. This stuff works because I use it. It's a real good product. Now, it's not to be eaten in large quantities, so take as prescribed. And it says one tablespoon daily, one teaspoon daily. Not to be eaten in large quantities, so you're not going to try to use it as food. You know, it's a nutrient, but you're not going to try to use it as food. So please consult with your doctor before use if you're pregnant or taking prescriptions and medication. Refrigerate for best results. The ingredients are raw mango butter, raw shea butter, raw coconut oil, aloe vera, sweet orange oil, lavender oil, rose oil, jojoba oil. 4 ounces is $15. 8 ounces is $30. 32 ounces is $88. And wholesale prices and bulk discounts are available. Again, this is a head-to-toe cream, lemon cake, head-to-toe cream. And I have information to that personnel on Facebook is, Goddess Nanu. If you look up Goddess Nanu, you should be able to find this product. It's a great product. I use it, and many people use it. Great product, and we appreciate her for supporting and sponsoring this show. We got another supporter on the show. Okay, and this is Book by Man. So we have our brother T. Loke. I hope I'm saying this correctly. Book by Man. So in other words, this brother is a Muslim brother, and the book is about telling brothers how to perform in their home and to be strong men in their home and to be useful, be responsible, be good daddies, be good big brothers, uncles, and what have you. So we definitely want to do that. We want to be great examples in our homes. We want to be the examples that our children can look at and be proud of. So we definitely want to do that. We want to thank Brother Key Lope. We also have the Black Astrologist, the Black Archaeologist. Excuse me, Black Archaeologist. Now, his show comes on Facebook, and you can see it. It's a very good show. I watch it. Very good. And it's very good history lessons concerning black folk and how powerful we are in history. Shows basically how the white man used to bow to us. And I enjoy the shows. I love the shows. I love to watch the shows. And we also have John Singleton, Brother Singleton, who's also sending support here. The organization Legalized Polygamy for African Americans. We have that. Legalized Polygamy for African Americans. We do have that group. We're thankful for their sponsor. We thank the Nation of Islam for opening their borders, us as revolutionaries. Wonderful brothers, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we thank him. And of course, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the messenger, we thank him. We thank all grassroots organizations, most honorable Minister Malcolm X, Minister Khalid Muhammad, and all black nationalist organizations. We're thankful for you and thankful for your support as well. So back to the prefaces very quickly, what we've been talking about. We're talking about black folk taking charge, black folk taking charge of their own community. We've got to take charge, and one way that we're going to be able to do it is with polygamy. You have to understand the law of large numbers to appreciate the law of polygamy, that if we withdraw our children out of the schools, understand this, and do home education, which is a big guidance under that, and I want you to be looking for, especially at the turn of the new year, at the turn of the new year, I want you to be looking for this legalized polygamy for African Americans. Look on that page. It's going to have all the rules, all the agendas, and everything on the movement. Now, also sponsoring us is a great organization for black nationalism. It is the Black Coffee Independent Political Party. Black Coffee Independent Political Party. We are building up political party. We have it, and that also is on Facebook. We have this party, and this party is seeking out non-traditional people to run for public office. And we're going to stand behind you wherever state you're in. We want you to start low and hit them high. So you run as council members, run as mayors, run as representatives. We will stand behind you. It's time for us to get out now, black folks. We don't need to be Democratic nor Republican. They ain't did nothing for us. They did nothing for us, and you still have fools following them, and they haven't done anything for us. So we need to, you know, away with the Democrats and the Republicans. Away with them. We know that our mode of action is our own political party, which is already established. All you have to do is join. Whatever you want to do to enable that party, then do it. If you want to be a captain within your community for the Black Coffee Independent Political Party, then do that. Whatever you want to do in your community, then do that. We want it to just spread around. You can. The good thing about it is, in every community, you can have as many captains as you want. That's what's so good about it, because you're going to be putting out papers, putting out information, using the internet for more than we use it for today. Don't be gossiping on it, but really do something. Really do something. And with focus, we can do something. I've seen people use the internet and media and cameras to show themselves naked, to show themselves saying ignorant things, to show themselves sexually degrading themselves before the public. I've seen all of these things. I've yet to see black folk use the media for what it needs to be used for. You need to have some political power. Political power. Then you need to turn around and have control of your economy, control of your community, control of your children's education. Stop sending them out here to these white schools. Start having your babies with the aid of black folk doulas, black folk that knows how to be doulas and things of that nature. We've got to do it. We've got to do it. We've got to be organized in our move. And we take our children out of school, that's trillions of dollars. Take our children, stop having them in hospitals. You'll close the hospitals down. You the reason that the hospital is open, you just don't know it yet. You start throwing your votes behind the Democrats and the Republicans, then that party will be left at the mercy of you. You need your own party. You need your own party. We got it. Black Coffee Political Party. Now, how does polygamy fit into all of this? Because by making this drastic move, we can have these things overnight. Our own political party will have control of our economy. Because every dollar that you spend, every dollar that you earn, is coming inside of your bank account and leaving out of your bank account and into your community. Each family should open up a store. One open up a store. The other open up a system for clinical education. The other opened up a system for hair care products and skin care products. And we have the education in our community. We have the education. I just showed you, talked to you about one natural scientist who creates her own product and does a great job. He's been serving the community for years, to my knowledge. So there are brilliant people within the black community. You don't have to be a scholar to teach your children. Home education, they can learn more than they learn at school. See, everything is educational. You don't have to have a curriculum. Curriculum is for dumb people. It's for foolish people. Black children are not foolish. Black children are not dumb. Black children are the most intelligent people in the world. They come from intelligent people. And they come from intelligent origin. Huh? And so let's break this down again. In this polygamy movement that you and I are in, you might as well jump in. I'm going to put you in it. The polygamy movement that you and I are in, first thing that we do, to make it happen. Well, let's talk about what it covers first, and then we'll talk about that. Because we've got at least 15 more stations to hit. Well, we're going to have to extend this, but understand that you can go back and replay this station here, or replay this particular entitlement to hear and be clear on anything else you haven't heard. But let me say this. The one thing that it covers is all the things that we needed to cover in our society that keeps us down. For instance, we concentrate on ourselves, our families, our planting, our reaping, our healthy eating, and things of that nature, and all the other things that we need to get a balanced diet, balanced nutrients, and that means staying away from GMO products, staying away from all the GMO products which are set against us and all the ignorant people. Then we're healthy people. So that's food. We need to control it. We need to plant our own food, reap our own food. Then we have administration. We need to be in control of all the administrations affecting our community. So that means all these jigaboo preachers that is following the white man and his racism and helping him, just like those black evangelicals that voted for Trump and all the rest of them that voted for Trump, you can turn your tail from him. In other words, put your tail in his face as you walk out the door. The last thing you should see is your ass as you walk out the door, and you will close this church overnight. See, he's a devil. If you got black folks that support this economy, let them die with this economy. Be like Moses when he came, according to history, the biblical history, when he came to Egypt. So those that want to stay with Pharaoh, you stay with Pharaoh. But those that want to leave, leave. So we need to, we're not going anywhere. We're going here in America. And get our own, everything to us. But before that, we're going to create our own society, our own stores. We don't have to have a Walmart. We can have a Black Mart. We have a Dollar Tree. You can have a Penny Tree, whatever. All these things you can have. You name it, you can have it. Have your own hospitals, your own clinics. Have all of these things for yourself. And that's administration, clothing. We can make it. There are many people making clothes today, black brothers and sisters that are making clothes. Where's the school as designers? How are we going to have thrift stores? We organize Goodwill and let them take it. We can bring back the thrift stores, the rummage sales, and things of that nature. Education and economics. We teach our own children. From K to 12, teach them and send them to the black colleges and black universities. Send them there. Send them there. It shouldn't have to be scuffling to keep our people in our own universities. We send our money all the way over to the white race. And the other part of it is shelter. We need shelter. Now, what does that mean? Those that are left without, a lot of children are on the streets. A lot of children that are left out that are on the streets, if in polygamy families, if there are more than one mother, then either mothers that had no children or have raised their children are able to bring those children in and give them the love and support that they need, and you will find that crime will decrease, and all of these negative additives will decrease. A lot of things that we've been dealing with will decrease because the children will have the attention of adequate parents and also have higher social skills with other children around them that are learning, that are training and teaching them as they learn, as they're being trained, as they're being taught, and as they're being taught to teach. So that's the thing that we need to do. We've got to get stronger on these things. So that's our move for 2017, and we want you to be with us. This is our move, and we want you to be with us. We're closing off, but we're going to be opening it up again. We have 15 of these shows to do very quickly. And I ask that everything that you do be blessed. And I pray that all the fear in you has been taken out, and that you stand in the place that God wants you to stand, the true God. Not the God your slave master gave to you, but the true God. That you stand there and be blessed.